This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
That's right, 2:40 on a Friday. We do have Why Today Doesn't Suck ahead because the Hardline, they're not here. They are in Las Vegas today, so we will hook up with those boys in just a bit. But without further ado, it is Monto to deliver the NIT break.
Thank you so much, Sean. We have six candidates this week, and you will hear a couple of familiar names from this morning. So a nice little week for these fellas. Starting off with our technical director from yesterday and today, one Creighton Branch, who we realize has done every board op position this week because he filled in for Tyler on Monday. He's done the top 10.
Yes.
And he's also done the 12 to 7 shift.
We call that hitting for the cycle.
More opportunities to get nominated for an e-break.
It's a lot going on.
So this morning we had Give Me the Venn Diagram.
Jeez.
Great. We're going to have to put that in the open.
Yep.
But this other one was from the morning when Deddy was going to read a 40-liner and the board operator did not have him in program.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Daft Punk. Like the Legend of the Phoenix. Tour comes to Dickies Arena on November 15th with special guests Charlie Crockett and Hermanos Gutierrez.
Okay. Who's coming?
Did you not have me in program one at the beginning there? Okay.
Uh-oh. Hi, EA.
Leon Bridges, the Leon Tour comes to Dickies Arena on November 15th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Daddy's scolding you, that's not good.
not going to lie. I didn't realize like that much got cut off.
Like the whole first half.
It sounded like we missed about 3 seconds. So I can explain. This is totally explainable. We were talking to somebody downline. Oh, we were on Clean Feed. And you know, you have to be in a different program, right?
We know that the listener doesn't know. They don't care.
I don't care, but I'm telling you two because you guys are.
Okay.
Anyways,
I'm listening.
We didn't take him out. Deddy was still in program three. We didn't put him back into the one that puts him
Deddy
on air.
Wanted to talk over to explanation. Someone downline?
Yeah, he was talking to.
Was it Dave Raymond?
It was David Moore. He was talking to David.
Very EA of you.
So whose fault was this?
Well,
it's Creighton.
Okay, there you go.
I mean, I'll take the blame. I don't mind. It's all good.
But that's why. But yeah, we got the nice little Deddy laugh here. And I don't like the amount of oomph he put on this name here.
Crockett and Hermanos Gutierrez.
What's wrong with that? That's how you pronounce it.
He's proud of you.
Gutierrez. It's like when you get the refill of salsa and you go, gracias.
It's not like that. You're just,
gracias, amigos.
Yeah, you're just pronouncing the name right.
Como all
right. It is on Creighton. Candidate number two here.
Numero dos.
Is Travis Mejia. Now, he is not playing den mother here. Here, he says something he finds really funny and has to stop down the show so everyone else can laugh.
I mean, she didn't feed him with a fork.
Well, even your hands, man.
She just kind of throws it. He catches it. My dog is the Randy Moss of catching food out of the air.
Randy Moss?
No. The
Cowboys Thanksgiving game.
He catches everything. Game? So you don't have to even use your hand. You just throw it up and he's
kind of looking back,
looking at the coverage.
Yes, like the dogs on Flight of the
Navigator. Oh, they're in zone? I got this. He just kind of runs a dig route.
<That's> pretty
catch
awesome.
That piece of turkey in a minute.
I was really cracking up on my misspeak.
What did you say?
So like I tried to say
I don't know, but I just saw what Ham did and I was like, oh, okay.
I was trying to say Randy Moss. I said Handy.
Oh, did you really? Okay.
Handy
is
Moss.
That what you call it?
I've seen those videos.
Hey, I'm going to visit Handy Moss, honey. Again? You were just there last week. Man, he's always around.
Always available.
Handy Moss.
He's just got like an array of lotions on a tool belt.
Again, that no, Travis laughs.
Nobody will laugh into their mic louder than Travis.
Like, and I love it.
Like when we laugh, we usually like bend over or fall back, and you can still hear us laughing, but he will just get right up on the mic and just.
He didn't when he delivered what the punchline was, though, here. He had, like, no confidence right here.
I was really cracking up on my misspeak.
Sounds like he took a bong rip.
Also a nice reference, the horse racing Randy Moss.
That's a good one.
That bit the invasion at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They were duped.
That was a sick joke.
If you have to be good at giving hanges, be the Handy Moss of them.
Yeah.
Right, Travis? Oh, thank you, bud.
Good laugh.
All right, there's Travis as candidate number two.
Gosh.
Candidate number three here is his host, Matt McLaren, who got a couple of words mixed up in the worst way possible.
500 for language arts.
A way of writing words that matches how they sound rather than how they look.
A way of writing words. Writing words, how they sound.
Yeah.
Interesting. I do not know this. Rather than how they look. I have no idea. Calligraphy? What is calligraphy?
Not calligraphy.
What is a homophobe?
Well,
whoa.
Why would you call me that?
Homophone.
That was really mean.
What is a homophone?
Okay.
Whoa.
I'd like to steal it. What is phonically?
Good correction there by Landry.
Phonically?
Phonically.
I don't know. We need to pull that, though.
What is phonically?
We'll use that.
And also pull the drop of what is
homophobe.
I was listening to that in my car, saying homophone or homophone.
It's
homophone. What? Homophone?
Yeah.
And thinking, he's going to say homophobe, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he
sure
did.
Luckily, he had Landry there to correct.
When you grow up in Rockwall, that's what happens.
I don't think you have to know. You know what those are in certain cities. You don't have to ask. All right, there is Matt McLaren. He is candidate number three here on the NIT break. Candidate number four, we have a double dip here from the T-Box.
Mm.
We start with Rick Arnett. They both say names kind of funny. Rick Arnett is up first.
There you go. So they'll play. They'll play
Tough Life. Traveling and everything, and he's got triplets that are now at that age.
That's when you want to travel. What are you talking about? He's got a built-in excuse. You know what I'm talking about, Dad.
Speaking of penile, he's got triplets. It's a lot of kids.
That's a lot. Yeah.
But he only had to do it
make
once.
Make yourself laugh again. Boy, Eli is cracking himself up
today. He is cracking himself up. All right, 849 on the ticket. T-Box out of Crest Cars, crestcars.com, Volvo, Cadillac, and Infiniti. And up next,
Infiniti. I think that's not right.
It's close. John Rahm.
He had no time to stop
John Rahm.
Down. Whereas if Craig did that, yeah. They would have dogpiled him for an hour.
That's not right.
Infiniti.
To Infiniti and beyond.
Infiniti.
Oh, Rick.
And,
I like it.
Rosen was quick, though, to go, wait, what?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound right. But luckily, we do have Rosen there as well.
Yes.
And he said his co-host's name a little funny.
It's like a toy store for golfers. It's so awesome. So check it out. It's PGA Tour Superstars. Don't forget, $50 off if you mention us, the T-Box, when you check out.
All three of us.
Yep.
You got to go T-Box, Rick, Craig, Eli.
Three box. Eli. Eli. Would you change the accent on that?
Okay.
Let's limp out of this one. But yeah, anyway, PGA Tour Superstores.
He just went full Christopher Walken, the Foo Fighters.
Or Carlisle.
Like Carlisle.
Eli.
I just like how over it sometimes Rick gets. He's like, yeah, let's just limp out of here.
Let's just go.
Well, that was the third e-break they had from that one show.
It's magic every Saturday morning.
Eli. Right.
There is Rick as candidate number four and Rosen as candidate number five. We wrap up the NIT nominees here with, you heard him earlier, Landry Locker. Like you said, Mino, I heard this live and I about fell out because, mind you, it's about 10:20 when you hear this clip. And you will hear why it is an e-break.
No, it's not Billie Eilish. It's some generic super produced guy who had a number one song on the top 40.
That narrows it down. Absolutely not.
We'll figure this out.
I mean, it's fairly recently, too.
Oh, okay.
God, I cannot remember the guy's name.
How does the song go?
I couldn't even tell you.
Biggie Small?
He likes some Post Malone stuff.
Posty's got a new album.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, I heard it was really awesome.
It
it's
might
a country
be more,
music.
More
great song.
Pat Greeny than normal Posty, but.
Well, I might be in for that, then. Oh, I'm in for that.
Coming up, Dak Prescott says everything's cool, and there's something going on in NFL media now.
Hey, we're real early.
That's driving me nuts. Oh, I'm way early.
Yeah. Real early.
E-breakish. I thought we were way late. I was thinking, I thought we were way late.
I wondered. Okay, no, no, no.
Dump that so that tease doesn't get ruined, please. I don't want it twice. I don't want it twice. Let's make sure the people don't hear that.
We are.
I thought I was saving your ass, and really, I was making myself look bad.
Makes way more
sense.
We
will hear that again later on.
He's trying to break about 8 minutes early.
What time did you say that was?
Like 10:20.
10:20.
Yeah.
Just started the show. How long did the segment go until that? Was it just like 5 minutes? And he's like, you know what?
I think because sometimes the musers will end their mix early, so they'll start like at 10:10. So they've been going for probably 10 minutes, but. Yeah, he looks up and, you know, not his normal clock.
Yeah, maybe the clock was different in Houston or ESPN or wherever.
You could just hear him early on trying to wrap it up.
Like,
and then, he's trying to end it.
Like, wait a minute. No, we're not going to do a 25-minute segment.
He's probably not used to all the insanity that is the ticket.
Yeah,
he's used to more Guy Sports radio.
All right. Is it Creighton? Is it Travis? Is it Matt McLaren, Rick Arnett, Craig Rosengarten, or Landry Locker? Let's start with our sub, Creighton. Who's today's winner?
Creighton.
Voting for myself in that Daft Punk bed.
All right. Let's just go around the horn. Sean?
I think Handy Moss is too funny. And Travis had crazy laughs all over the place, so I'm picking that one.
Mino?
I'm with Sean. Handy Moss was very funny. Stop down the show. Good e-break.
Lando?
I'm going to go with Creighton.
Deciding vote.
So I get to decide here.
What would you have voted for?
I probably would have voted for Landry.
Okay.
But
that's a good one too.
Will break the tie. And you know what? Congratulations, Creighton.
Whoa!
You
have
won. You're Creighton.
IT break. And to show you he's not a bad sport, Travis is having a good time.
Oh, my God. Is that NIT number one for Creighton?
That is the first NIT break for Creighton.
Creighton, congratulations.
Welcome in.
Hell of a week, the week of Creighton.